And welcome again to another
No Nonsense edition of the Hour Bomb.
That's not what you said the first time.
Well, I had to change it because we spent a half hour fixing me, so you know. Oh. Now we're no nonsense. We're right to the point. We're getting on this show.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I am your host, the 2013 graduate of the Dave Meltzer School of Reporting. That's right. I may or may not have earned my diploma. The illustrious one, Jason Halbert. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the yay. Thank you. Joined us by my partner, Graham. Bad booty
daddy. Big Aider Masters here.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
Okay. Sped through that one. Anyway, sorry about that for those of you that were may have been trying to listen to us live there. And so this is take two. We had some technical difficulties. That's why we're a little late tonight.
Hey, the sound got triple-H'd.
The sound did get triple-H'd. So.
Oh, man.
You know how that goes, though.
Yeah.
So, you still with us, Adrian?
Adrian?
You with us?
Can you not hear me now?
I can hear you now. What about now? Okay. There we go.
Okay.
I had my system sounds on, so whenever we get a message on Mixlr, it was really loud in my ears, so I wanted to kill that one. So I just wanted to make sure I still had you with us.
Yes, I'm still here.
Good. So how the hell you guys been?
Doing fine.
Good? Good. My week blew. Thanks for asking.
I didn't ask.
Well, Heath did with his eyes. The bedroom eyes, actually.
Right.
Why not? I mean, you know. Who got in the chat room?
Well, let's take a look here. In the PW Pop chat room, we have Il Duque. Buck up to you. And it looks like in the Mixlr chat, let's see, we have Sean Pickles Fentress. Buck up to you. And let's see, if hopefully I'm pronouncing this right. Oh, is that Il Duque too?
Probably.
Must be.
It is. Yeah.
And so, also, I know Montana Man was around, so we'll say ball cup to him.
Yep, ball cup to Montana Man.
He was just probably like, fuck this shit, I'm out. So, anyway. So you guys doing good, though? Good.
Yeah, a bit under the weather.
I can
sinus
hear.
Problems.
That just recently started, because you didn't sound like that at work today.
Well, I was more up and around, and of course, I wasn't out among the customers there.
Oh, that's right. So. We kept you in back, where he normally ends up. So anyway, my week sucked. Store manager wasn't there, so it was just me. Yeah. And I was ready to kill myself. Had to write up one person. The other person got fired. It was a good week, yeah.
Did you fire Heath?
No, I didn't fire Heath yet.
Should have.
I know.
I see a B-Megs in the Mixlr chat.
He was,
walk up to him.
I caught him in back trying to lick up jizz.
I'm not surprised. That's what he does.
Problem is, we don't... He's not in that industry anymore.
Yeah, I know. Well, so I mean, he still does it on the side for fun.
So the question I had was, where did he get the jizz from?
Homegrown.
I guess so. Anyway.
Yeah, get it out while you can, because once that timer starts...
Oh, nice messages with B-Megs. Hey, gays.
Yep. Well, I mean, he's not totally wrong. he this here, so...
Hey. Hey, now.
Anywho.
Hey, Jason, how's the show work?
Here's how this show works. I've got a whole list of shit I have to get through, and I really have a list tonight. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to make it so I can't complete my list. They're going to make me go off my tangent, so on and so forth. I have 1 hour, 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. So we're going to see if we can't get in some trouble tonight. How's that sound, guys? Sound good?
Sounds good.
Like a plan.
Heath, you got anything else?
No, I believe I'm good.
Adrian, you got anything else?
We're square.
We're square?
Yeah.
Not the usual thing I expect from you, but whatever.
Well, what do you want me to say here, Jason, that I got a growth?
Oh, God.
Timer has been started.
All right, another Monday Night Raw. Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take the win. Come on, let's get it out.
Don't get the loss, the money. We're in this together and do it all. They said nothing's forever, and they refuse to see the change. All right, Monday Night Raw. Let's give them the quick
Hits Edition, Adrian.
Okay.
Big things happen on Raw.
Mark Henry turned heel.
That he did. Gave the world's strongest slam, world's fattest slam to Big Show a couple times.
Yeah, three, I think, actually.
Yeah, three times. Good God, that's a lot of weight.
Ryback came back.
He did come back. Who did he beat, Adrian?
He beat Bo Dallas.
Oh, I guess he just didn't believe enough.
Yeah, I know. That's sad. RKO out of nowhere on Seth Rollins.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, and that was really out of nowhere on that one.
That was a long time coming.
Yes, it was.
It was very entertaining. I like this Randy Orton that we're getting at the moment. I don't know why. I just do.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how I feel. I think he could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. I'm not really sure. As long as he doesn't turn a face like he did, he was for a while, you know?
It's a different kind of Randy Orton, and I'm okay with that.
We needed a different Randy Orton at this time.
I think you are correct. I think we just need a different Randy Orton.
Much like we need a different John Cena, but some things will never change.
You're correct on that one. So, what else do we have happen? Oh, yeah. It was announced that at Survivor Series, it'll be Team Cena against Team Authority.
Yes. Indeed it was announced. Looks like it's going to be Cena and Dolph Ziggler.
At least to start off with, yeah. Not really sure who else it would be.
I have a few guesses on who I think it could be, but well, I think it's going to be we'll get more answers as the weeks get closer.
All right. I like El Duque. By the way, do we need another Big Show versus Mark Henry feud? Absolutely not.
Need? No, but I mean, that's what we do, so.
Yeah, we're getting it anyway. At least for a little while. Who knows, maybe they'll eventually hug it out.
You know, I'm eating beef jerky I bought at the store a couple weeks ago, right?
Okay.
I'm noticing it's not quite as good as it should be, right?
Okay.
I look at the date, Best Buy July of 2014.
Nice.
That isn't good. My bag, then.
No, it's not the bag I bought you, or that you bought us. This was straight from, you know, Walmart.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
It wasn't even on clearance?
No.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm just pissed. I'm like, God damn, why is this so tough? I know it's beef jerky, but it's really dry. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Anywho. And then, so yeah. Anything else that we really have to talk about for Monday?
Let's see. Usos versus Demon Sindel on The Miz. Usos won. Oh, we had Hulk Hogan come back for another, I don't know.
Breast cancer interview thing, yeah. I guess, whatever.
Let's see.
Brie is starting her role as Nikki's bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think that's about it. That's the Cliff Notes version of Raw.
Good. Pickles wants to know who... he wants us to pick Team Cena.
All right, so I have some guesses, and it's going to be a couple surprises here, I think. Well, one of them is going to be a more obvious surprise, and the other one's going to be less obvious.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Cena, Ziggler, Randy Orton, and I'm going to guess Roman Reigns comes back at Survivor Series.
Really? You think Survivor Series?
I think so.
You think he will be ready by that time?
I think so. I'm just guessing, but I think that's going to be a surprise.
I don't know about the Roman Reigns part. Maybe Ambrose, so he can get his hands on Seth Rollins?
Yeah, but I think Ambrose is going a different route with the Bray Wyatt thing.
Maybe. I don't know, man. You have to sleep on this for a little bit. Maybe figure this out. Unless it all gets spoiled for us tomorrow, which is possible, too.
But yeah. I just can't help but think to that interview they did with Roman Reigns about a week or so ago where Reigns is like, I'm coming back and Seth Rollins is going to pay.
Well, yeah. That's a good...
And I could see that happen in the Survivor Series.
Okay. I guess let's move on. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
It's time for What Stinks. Who wants to go first? Not everyone at once here.
Why don't you go first, Jason?
Because I went first last week?
So, that doesn't matter.
Well, I'm trying to remember what the fuck mine was. Mine was something like... I don't remember what it was. So, when do you guys go first? Because I had it written down, but apparently I didn't save my S note on my Galaxy Note 3.
All right, I'll go ahead and get my wood stinks. Another Mark Henry heel turn already? I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense, but whatever.
You are correct. Oh, I know my wood stinks now. Yeah, I mean, he was just face for a little bit, and then he decides to... they decide to have him turn heel again? I don't understand the why behind the one on that one. But I guess, you know, surprise, surprise, we can book better than the creative team can. So, El Duque says it only stinks because he should always be the heel.
Which I can't argue with that. He is a better heel than he is a face, but I mean, still.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand the face turn only to...
Have him turn on Big Show.
2 months later, have him change back to being heel.
I don't know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense at all.
It's like they change him face just to give someone to feed to Rusev and then change him back.
Pretty much, but, you know, that's what he'd do.
Yes.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but, again, we could do much better. So.
Yes.
Heath!
What stinks is my sinuses.
Really? You got nothing else out of this?
Well, considering I missed part of the Raw there, more specifically, for some reason I missed the Bo versus Ryback one.
That's when Adrian was fast-forwarding through the TV when I was tucking in Xavier and the remote wouldn't stop.
That would be why I didn't see
that. You know, if you didn't had to have been a really short match.
Yeah, it must have been. So I guess that would be my what stinks. It was too short of a match.
Oh, okay. Really? A Ryback match can be that too short? Really? A Bo Dallas match can be too short? Ugh.
Hey, Ryback actually got a pop, so...
Okay, here's my what stinks. So, Friday night, or Tuesday night, when they came out and did the SmackDown tapings, they had Big Show come out and address the crowd before the taping started. And he was like, hey, just so you guys know, Daniel Bryan's going to need another surgery. He's going to be out for a while. And let's send him a thank you, a get well soon message. And then had all the fans start chanting, yes, yes, yes. Which, hey, that's really cool, right?
Right. Yeah. That would be awesome.
However, you turn on SmackDown Friday night. And the show started off, not with Big Show in the ring talking about Daniel Bryan, but with Vince McMahon talking about the WWE Network and how the month of November is going to be free. Do you know what they did at that point? Oh, what this was all, like, do? Piped in stuff. Like, this, the Vince McMahon being piped in was really bad, and it was not good. So instead of having Big Show talking, they had Vince McMahon talking over Big Show, and they used the Daniel Bryan yes chant to make it seem like the crowd was on board the free month of the network.
The old bait and switch.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say, it's a smart business move, though. It does make sense.
It would be a smart business move 20 years ago when the internet wasn't what it was, and now it just makes Vince McMahon look like an asshole.
Well, he already looks like an asshole, so what does it matter?
A bigger asshole than he is already. An unwiped asshole.
I don't really agree with you on this, Jason.
You think that's okay to do?
I mean, it's not the worst thing they've ever done.
Why not just be like, hey, we're giving them people that work for free, and then, you know, go with the real crowd reaction, not...
Because it wouldn't have got a crowd reaction, because nobody would give a shit.
You know, and here's what pisses me off, too. Hey, I pay for the network. Heath, you pay for the network?
Yes, I pay for the network.
Adrian, you pay me for the second part of my membership, right?
Yeah.
Do we get a month free? No.
Well, I mean, technically, I still get a month free because I don't have a paid membership, so I mean...
Well, whatever. But
actually, I got a message that we were supposed to.
Really? Because I didn't get that one.
Yeah. I'll have to see if I can find it. But
didn't hear anyway. A damn thing about us getting a free month. So, you know. B-Mags. When the network launched, was anyone else under the impression Raw would be on there after it aired? Yes. I thought that, hey, Monday Night Raw aired tonight. Tuesday, it would be up on the WWE Network. Was that true? No. Last time I checked, they were like 6 months behind.
I think they're not that far behind, but they're like a month or two behind.
So I think that's got something to do with like maybe their deals with like Hulu. And
it actually does. The exact reason for that is their deal with Hulu.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Because they already had the contract in place with Hulu for them to be the only source of watching Raw immediately after it aired. Like,
that's like their hook.
Oh, right.
Get last night's TV today. You know.
Right. So they basically, that's why they can't, because they've got the contract with Hulu already.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. But anyway, yeah, I thought that was horse shit, and that really kind of pissed me off. All right. Anyone else have a what stinks?
I will say there's more in the chat here.
What?
Which the continued chat? Phrase of that terrible charity, the Susan B. Coleman Foundation.
What?
Jason, there's a lot of negative stuff about that charity, man. I don't know.
Well,
I can understand why people don't want to, like, aren't completely on board with it.
Well, right, but at the same point in time, it's just, you know, let's equate it to this, a political race. You're going to hear a lot of negatives, but you don't know the whole truth. I'm not saying I endorse it or not. I think what they're doing is great. I just want to point out that, you know, that room party that we like to go to at Archon called Sausage Fest?
Yeah.
Do you know that everything we donate goes to the Susan G. Komen Foundation?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. I guess. I don't know.
B-Max, if you want to give money, Salvation Army is top dog. Yeah, again, I mean, you hear good, you hear the bad, you take them all in there, you have the facts of life. So, I mean, there you go.
And Tootie.
Yes. I mean, it is what it is, guys. No charity is perfect. Unless you want to give it to me, or the stripper at the strip club whose name is Charity. That charity, I'll give to her all night long.
I think we've beat this topic to death. We can move on.
Can you dig it, sucker? Sucker!
All right, Adrian, we were talking off air. What's your can you dig it?
You know, I fucking forgot it.
Oh, darn. Good. I want to talk about that anyway. Heath, what do you got?
I don't know. Can't think of anything.
This is the easiest segment to come up with something. It doesn't have to be great.
God damn it, what was mine?
It doesn't even have to be that great. And you can't come up with something.
Oh, I remember what it is.
We have an entire... Shut up, Adrian. No, you forgot again. You have an entire week to try to figure something out, and yet you can't.
Hey, I've been training under a slave driver.
You better watch who you're talking about over there. Piece of shit.
Yeah, so, oh, wait, that's you.
So on top of the store manager being gone all week, I had to deal with this horrible fucking trainee all week.
Jason, you can't say that stuff while we're talking about him during the show.
Oh, I'm not giving him shit. This isn't part of the shit-free show. This is just like, oh my God, my trainee is terrible. That's all I'm saying. All right, Adrian, come on, let's go.
Anyway.
All right, hold on, B-Mag. Seth Rollins is the main eventer for the rest of his career. Can you dig it? Absolutely not.
He's going to be at least upper mid-card for the rest of his career, though.
Yeah, but...
I can say that.
Not a main eventer. No, I don't think so. All right, Adrian, let's talk about yours as much as I don't want to talk about yours.
All right, can you dig it?
No, I can't dig it.
Belongs in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Why should a mediocre wrestler, MMA guy, Ken Shamrock, who was in, you know, one of the worst factions of his entire career, the Union, be part of the Hall of Fame?
Because he was also, A, a part of the corporation. B, he's a former Intercontinental Champion.
So he
which
wrote...
there are several people in the WWE Hall of Fame that have never even been a champion.
So?
Of any kind. Of any kind. They never won anything, Jason.
But this is Ken Shamrock we're talking about. Not that good of a wrestler. Not good on the mic. Didn't do anything good in his career.
So,
oh wait, hold on,
titles
I forgot.
Don't count as career achievements, or is that the route we're going?
I forgot. He was part of the Bret Hart Steve Austin double turn. That was the biggest thing in his career.
Actually, I won't argue with that. Refereeing that match was the biggest moment of his WWE career.
When the biggest moment of your career is refereeing a match between two guys, and you're not even, I mean, no. That's what I know. He is not a. Why is he a Hall of Famer?
He belongs in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's a better Hall of Famer than Coco Beware.
Not necessarily.
What?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Like, ten times the amount of achievements in his career than Coco Beware.
Here's the thing. If you finally make it a real Hall of Fame,
Coco Beware's Hall of Fame because he's black. There, I said it.
Oh wait, B-Max. Shamrock took a chair shot to the face.
That chair shot was fucking brutal.
So, I can hit Heath over the head with the chair right now. That's not going to put him in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Nope.
We can try. Ooh, let's try it. I got chairs over here.
No.
Damn it. Anyway.
I'm not going to
I just... If Ken Shamrock goes in before, I don't know, let's think about this. Luther.
Okay, I mean, we can't look at
Macho
it that
Man.
Way.
Owen
There's
Hart,
several people that
Vince
deserve to
McMahon.
Go in the Hall of Fame ahead of him. I'm not going to argue that point, Jason. All I'm saying is that he deserves to be in there more than some people that are already in there.
If any of those guys don't go in before Ken Shamrock, we got major issues.
Well, I mean, yeah, but...
He shouldn't be going in if there's more deserving people.
Carlos Colon went in last year, and did he deserve to go in?
Sure.
He allowed a man to get murdered at one of his shows.
Because they're...
I mean, we're okay with people that are accomplices of murder going into the Hall of Fame, so hey.
Well, Ken Shamrock kind of murdered all of our souls during the 90s.
Oh my God.
Name
I'm
one
done,
good...
I'm done talking to you. You're the dumbest fucker ever.
Heath
is now smarter than you.
El Duque says he was an accessory. He wasn't, you know, a part of it. He was just an accessory to it. And also, B-Megs wants me to... He says if I hit you in the face with a chair, it'll put you in the Hall of Fame. He wants me to just go ahead and do it.
No.
Damn it. Might clear up your sinuses.
No.
It could help.
All I'm saying is when they put Carlos Colon in the Hall of Fame, they did it based on what he had done outside the WWE because they own his stuff now.
Oh, so if I sell WWE something they want, that gets me in the Hall of Fame, too. Gotcha.
Because
so you can buy your way into the Hall of Fame.
They're not going as far as just strictly, here's
but
what you've done.
Drew Carey is in the Hall of Fame, and he made one appearance.
Who?
Drew Carey.
He made a couple appearances, but he's in the...
he's in the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's different.
Why couldn't Shamrock be in the celebrity wing?
Because he's not a celebrity. He's definitely not a celebrity.
No.
TMZ wouldn't even cover a story on Ken Shamrock.
Yeah, they would.
No,
TMZ
would
cover a story on fucking anyone.
No, they wouldn't.
Here's my thoughts in regards to all of this. Shamrock, maybe eventually he might get into the Hall of Fame.
And I'm not saying it has to be right away. I'm totally agree with that. There are way more people that deserve to go in.
But I think it's definitely going to be still a ways down the road.
Trey Duque is in the Auerbaum Hall of Fame.
He is in the Auerbaum Hall of Fame. Absolutely. No, Ken Shamrock is not Hall of Fame worthy. There's no.
You don't think Rey Mysterio is Hall of Fame worthy, so your argument here is invalid.
No, just because I hate Rey Mysterio doesn't necessarily mean I don't think he's Hall of Fame worthy. Do I want to see him in the Hall of Fame? Fuck, no, I don't. Is he going to end up there? Yes.
Yes.
Do you feel he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
We're going to go back to what we had, I don't remember if we talked about on the show or watching the pay-per-view last week, but, I think Rey Mysterio is completely overrated.
But that's not the question, Jason. Do you think he would deserve a Hall of Fame induction?
He's thinking.
Unfortunately, he'll get one.
That's not the question, Jason. Do you think he deserves
to be in the Hall of Fame? I fucking hate Rey Mysterio. I think the shit I took earlier deserves to be in the Hall of Fame more than Rey Mysterio. I think Rey Mysterio is fucking worthless when it comes to... Oh yeah, BMX, I saw Mysterio in WCW, and I fucking hated him back then, too. I liked him for about 30 seconds when Kevin Nash threw him as a fucking lawn dart into the side of a trailer. That's about the only time I've ever cheered for Rey Mysterio. I'm like, yeah, take that, you Mexican bastard.
Wow.
By the way, the views of me do not necessarily represent those of the PW Pop Network or anyone on the Hour Bomb.
Gotta have that disclaimer.
I don't like Rey Mysterio. I've never liked Rey Mysterio. That's like saying, hey, Adrian, would you like this burger, this gourmet fucking burger, if I lathered it with ketchup?
No, I would not.
See, same thing. You have an utter distaste for ketchup. I have an utter distaste for Rey Mysterio. I've never liked... The second I saw the bucktooth little bastard, I'm like, I can't fucking stand this guy.
I would argue that ketchup doesn't belong to be in there.
I'm not saying Rey Mysterio doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame.
That was my question, Jason. Do you think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
No. That's two totally different words there. Deserves, no. Is he going to end up there? He will end up there. Do I think he deserves it? No.
Your argument's semantics at this point, which means you've already lost the argument.
No, I'm not arguing semantics. You're putting words in my mouth that I didn't say. That's all I'm saying. I don't like Rey Mysterio. You ever look at someone and just be like, I don't like that person? And
I look at you all the time.
Oh, I see you all the time.
Sean Pickles, you have a small man complex.
He's like a midget. I mean, midgets and carnies and cabbage freak me out. I don't know why. Rey Mysterio's like 4'1". So, anyway... I don't like Rey Mysterio. So, I don't know how this got off from, Ken Shamrock needs to be in the Hall of Fame, to I hate Rey Mysterio for the 5,000th time on our show.
to show how jaded your views are, and if you don't like someone, how they don't deserve anything. That's my point.
I don't understand how me hating Rey Mysterio and saying he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame has anything
because
to do with
Ken
Shamrock.
Because it's the same thing as you saying you don't like Ken Shamrock and he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know. Here's the difference between Rey Mysterio and Ken Shamrock. Rey Mysterio won the world title a million fucking times. Okay, maybe not a million, but he's been world champ. He's done more than rode the coattails of the corporation. Been in one of the worst factions ever in wrestling. Rey Mysterio, not so much. That's all I'm saying. If you look at their accolades, Rey Mysterio... accomplishment-wise, has done far more than Ken Shamrock ever has.
Well, I'm not going to argue that point. That's absolutely true. But you basically said the same thing about both guys.
Do I want to see them there? No. It's because I don't like either guy.
But you said that you don't think Ken Shamrock deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
No, Shamrock doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Absolutely
not. You just said
not.
The same thing about Rey Mysterio.
No. Rey Mysterio will end up there, and I won't be as pissed off as I am about Ken Shamrock if he goes. You're arguing semantics at this point.
I don't even understand what you're saying. You've double-spoke so many times, I don't even know what you're saying anymore.
That's because you're trying to get me caught in my own words.
Whatever, stop speaking Korean, I'm done.
Wow.
Oh, my God. How did we get to this point?
Because Adrian's like, oh, Ken Shamrock, let me lick your ball sack.
Ken Shamrock, Hall of Fame class 2015, book it.
Here's what I have to say about that one. That's what I have to say about that. And apparently the music hit back again. I don't know why the music picked up again, but whatever. No, someone posted in the Mixler chat, I don't remember who it was. Kane going in next year is still an active wrestler. Can you dig it?
I think Kane's even still going to be an active wrestler next year. I don't.
I know he's pretty well said he's at the twilight of his career. But that doesn't necessarily mean his complete and total career. He could just be, he could be an authority figure. I don't know.
He wrestles so rarely anymore. It's not, I don't know.
And he's been wrestling a little bit more frequently, but it's not like it was four years ago even.
It just sucks that he's... doing it as
well,
it
was not even last year
figure.
He was wrestling more than he is now.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, you can go to him for your insurance needs. I mean, don't forget.
Yeah, that's true.
You can also...
What? Who are you talking to? Kane from State Farm?
Well, he
sounds hideous.
She sounds hideous. Well, it's Kane.
He was burned horribly.
He was burned horribly. Yes, he couldn't talk for years. Thanks for giving him a complex about the way he sounds. Wow. So, and yeah, for all your insurance needs, go see Kane. Apparently, right. He specializes in fire insurance. Also, for cheap plugs, head to pwpop.com. Click on the store. You can buy your very own Hour Bomb T-shirt.
Yes.
Or Heath's Heartthrob Boxers. BMX, Corbin Kane doesn't do a tombstone. Fuck that. He doesn't have to do a tombstone. That's all I'm saying.
He's got choke slams.
All right, we're moving on.
Okay.
Well, I guess Kyle's kind of fucked.
Oh? Why is that?
Because he didn't show up to tell us what he wanted to do this week on his team.
Oh, darn.
So, the standings after another week. Adrian, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Team Douche. That would be Kyle. 55 points.
Okay.
Team Adrian. 66 points.
Okay.
And Team Awesome. 66 points.
Hey, we're tied.
Okay. We're tied.
But hey, that means Kyle is still losing.
You got 8 points this week. Kyle got 9 points this week. And I got 11 points this week. No, 2 points this week. Because I had my only two guys to fall out were Rollins and Cena, and it ended in disqualification. And then on main event, I had two guys fight, and I ended up with 2 points on that.
Okay.
So, yeah. You making any changes?
I am making a change.
Who are you making a change?
I'm dropping Bo Dallas.
Just hold that thought there, Chief. I'm gonna I may have to make a change here first. Because looking at my stats for so far, Cesaro's only gotten me negative 8 points. I think I may have to drop Cesaro.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, God, but I don't know who I want to pick up.
Okay.
Go for it, Adrian.
Are you sure?
Sure.
All right, I'm picking up Ryback.
Fuck, I knew I should have picked him up.
Yeah, it seems to be Ryback might be making a comeback.
And it could be Monster Face Ryback, which I'm okay with because that means lots of wins. I actually have a new prediction for who I think will now unseat Rusev.
Really?
Oh. Yes. You think it might be good old Feed Me More?
I think we get Rusev versus Ryback at WrestleMania for the U.S. title. But I think we're going to talk about that here in a minute. So,
you know, and I really thought about taking Ryback, too.
Not surprised. I was worried you were going to do it. And I was going to be like, fuck, I don't know what I'm doing now.
I forgot about Ryback.
All right. Well, so what does that mean for you, Jay? Who are you going to pick up?
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
As long as I'm...
I have a recommendation for you.
Who's your recommendation, buddy?
You know what? I'm going to recommend Nikki Bella.
You think so?
That might not be a bad idea.
Can I ask your analysis as to why?
Because she has her sister helping her with everything. I think Nikki's going to get a title shot at the next pay-per-view, and she's going to have Brie force her to help her to win. Just my prediction.
Done. Dropping Cesaro for Nikki Bella. Can't believe those words actually came out of my mouth. Oh, hey, wait. Speak of the devil.
Wait, what? Is he finally trying to get on?
Hold on. He might be.
Oh, my God. The figures were about halfway through the show.
I don't know why Facebook messaged him and didn't just message him on, I don't text him.
God, you should have had me text him.
Oh, you got his number two?
I believe I do.
I don't have Kyle's number. I don't need to call fucking hobos from the middle of nowhere.
Do you want me to give you his number? I'll give you his number right now.
No, I don't want it.
No, you don't understand, Adrian. I'm going to do it right now. Live on the show. And on the podcast.
I mean, I can't stop you from giving it to me.
So is he coming on?
I think so.
All right.
Well, I guess we'll...
And dang, I was so looking forward to, you know, picking out the song in
Oh, I still have the song. It's too late right now. Oh,
okay.
Well, we still need need to move on to the next topic, Jason.
Yeah, we still do. But we're briefly trying to see if we can get a hold of him.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get a hold of Kyle right now. Hey, fucktard, get on Skype. Get on Skype right now. If you're not on with the next 2 minutes, I've given your phone number to everyone listening and available for a download for the low cost of $0 a month.
Yes.
Bye. We love you.
Wow. Okay.
All right, so we'll come back to this.
All right. Time to close
it. It's time for America's favorite game show. That's right. It's not Price is Right. It's not Jeopardy. It's not Let's Make a Deal. It's Jizz Jams.
And Kiss Jams all over Kyle's mom's face.
Here's how this game works. We're going to play Jason Heath 3 theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit for the show. I was going to try to do something, a special edition of it tonight. I was looking through the PWI 500. And I was going to pick themes off of there of WWE wrestlers. However, it was going to be more obscure than usual or really fucking easy.
Exactly, one
and
or the other.
Partially, I didn't want to spend the time downloading more themes. So we did the random roulette wheel.
All right.
So, how did he do with his choices this week?
Apparently, I might have a chance at least on one song.
Oh, yeah, one song. There's no reason why you won't get this one. But the other two are going to be really fucking
Unless
difficult.
I have a really huge brain fart, apparently.
Oh, if you don't get this next one, you're...
Yeah, I know.
You can All right. Here's the first one. The first one is not a gimme.
Okay.
And your time starts now. Feel free to play along in the chat, by the way.
Yeah,
either
I have
one of
no
them.
No fucking clue, actually.
Wait, you don't have a clue?
No, I have a guess, but it's just that, a guess.
I mean, other than the fact that it kind of sounded like, I don't know, 80s club porn.
Dude, it is not a Total Diva theme. I can tell you that much.
Man.
Still pissed my goddamn beef jerky is 3 months old and it can't boom boom.
Yeah, I don't know.
This was from back in the Attitude Era. This was a female.
Damn it, that was my guess out the window then.
What was your guess?
My guess was Mickey James.
No.
See, that's what I was thinking at first, but it's like, no.
Duque
it's
is
not
wrong.
Mickey James.
It was not Sean Stasiak. It was a BB. BB.
Oh, I remember her. Yeah, I remember. I vaguely remember her.
Yes.
Wow.
You told me when to stop. I'm just saying.
I know. It is a roulette. But my God.
Here comes a number two. Which we've had this before. I had a Halloween CD that kind of sounded like this.
I was going to say, hey, this sounds like a Halloween CD.
Duque, you are not correct. So it sounds like to me it's just going to keep going on and on and on forever like this. So your time starts now.
My God. Please tell me this was not supposed to be the gimme.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. No, it was not Eminem. Can't he guess it? No, he can't.
I'm just throwing it out there just for to make a guess, Glacier. I know it's not.
Aiden, anyway. You got a stab at this one?
I put it in the chat.
Duque is still wrong. What chat are you putting it in?
The Mixler chat. I said Steve Blackman. I don't know if I'm right or not.
Oh, I didn't see it. No, that is wrong. The correct answer we're looking for is the Stalker, Barry Windham.
Oh, God. I remember that now.
Wow. Oh, yes. My God.
And while the judges added up, here's your gimme.
What a rush. I wonder who this could
now,
be.
Now, I'm willing to bet if I would have not put in the What a Rush, you wouldn't have gotten it. If I would have just started up like right here, you wouldn't have figured out who it was.
Yeah, probably.
You still haven't answered who it is either.
Just for the, well, it's Legion of Doom, Hawking Animal.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is the Road Warriors.
Yes.
Technically, I am correct because it is.
I'm playing with you, Hawker.
An animal. Manager used to be Paul Ellering.
Wow. You know, I'll give you half a point on that, though.
Yeah, for actually remembering their manager from back in the day.
But let's add everything up. Judges?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir, to you too.
Thank you, Mr. Gimaldo. We'll see you next week. All right. Kyle, are you on yet?
Olé.
Hey, about time. Okay, so we are getting halfway through the show here. Thanks for finally coming on.
Yeah, no, my phone died. And when my phone died, it's me.
Well, we gave out your number to everyone listening, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the bet. So the scores as it looks right now. I've made a drop this week. Adrian dropped Bo Dallas and picked up Ryback. I have dropped Cesaro and I picked up Nikki Bella. Here's the scores. Team Douchebag, that's you. You're at 55 points.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Team Adrian, 66 points. And Team Awesome, which is me, also has 66 points. So it's a two-way tie for first and you're bringing up the rear. By the way, how was your trip?
It was interesting.
So how did it feel to know, BMX, I'll give you my number and guarantee no one calls me. It's not true. I would at least call you just to say, hey, BMX. Anyway, so how did it feel to know on your wedding night when you were having sex with your wife, she was really envisioning Jake Mullins?
It made me feel good.
Good, good.
Well, by the way, asshole.
Kyle was like, I don't care. I'm still having sex.
Yeah, pretty much. Which one of us was getting laid? I'm just throwing that out there.
I'm pretty sure I got laid that night.
You motherfuckers. I love you guys. And I understand the contents and the context of the bet. But I have never in my life gotten so much shit for shit on Facebook. Like okay, let me give you a visual demonstration of how this all went down, right? I am standing there, okay, and it is about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh God, it started early.
Oh yeah, y'all came out swinging.
Well, we told you that right at midnight.
Oh, I knew.
The gloves were off.
I'm still getting shit, by the way, like on my Facebook feed of just random things that are popping up. I'm like, you motherfucker.
I went through and I like a whole bunch of gay models for you.
I saw that. Yeah,
I went through and like, you know, I'm just going to spitball here, like 60 gay websites just for you.
Yeah, no, I'm still finding shit. But about, I think it was about 9:30, right? I'm standing outside and my best man shows up, picks me up. And we're on the way to dinner. We're on the way to eat breakfast. So as we're sitting there at breakfast, I open my Facebook and I'm like, man, some of this shit. I applaud you guys. It was creative. It really, like, my favorite one still to this day. And I still get people that ask me this. They're like, It was, I want to tongue punch you with a fart box.
that was courtesy of me.
I have no shame in admitting that of everything I took off of that page, that status stayed because I thought that was fucking genius.
It was, and I quote.
I'm not even going to lie. That was beautiful. I want that on a t-shirt.
I can
see you're still a fan of sexy men in thongs, by the way.
I probably am. There's shit that when it pops up on my feed, I'm like, unfollow, unlike. The Alabama guys are fucking douchebags.
I just want to point out, Kyle, for the record, and I quote, I want to be tongue punched in my fart box.
That's
end
what
quote.
It was. But, okay, so, and I have no fear saying this because there's no way that they listen to this show. I know for a fact they don't. But, okay, so let me give you a visual.
BMX was on a bowling team called Fart Box Tongue Punchers.
That is the best bowling team name ever.
Wow. But, all right. So let's say about 9:30, 10 o'clock, I get a text message. My wife's mom never talks to me. If she can avoid it, I would probably not even be here right now. Like, she does not like me. I am okay with that. However, I get a text message. She is, like, freaking the fuck out. Like, to the point where she's like, your Facebook is offensive, blah, 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 blah. And I immediately looked at my Facebook, and I'm like, "Eh, I don't get it. I don't." She goes, "Today is not the day." Like, Liz did not bother her at all. She was laughing at some of the stupid shit you guys.
My favorite was your wedding dress picture. That was a good one.
She was giggling at some of the stupid shit because she knew a week ago, but yeah. Her mom starts stressing her out. Her sister sent a message on
Is
Facebook.
Is that who it was? I pretty much told, fuck you.
Tell her to fuck off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I had some damage control to do that day.
And I apologized for that one. Last name didn't even click. It didn't even dawn on me who it was until after I pretty much told her, go fuck off. And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, Butler. Oh, shit.
I made a boo-boo. But I told her sister and I told her mom, I said, look, you know, I threw you under the bus. I didn't mean to.
You motherfucker.
Okay, here's the deal. I like you guys. We might hang out 3 or 4 times in the next year and a half. I have to see these sons of bitches for the remainder of my life. So,
you know, I'm not going to lie. I almost put something ignorant about my future mother-in-law, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you didn't because I did not want to deal with that. But that was legit. Like, I had my phone open, and I looked at it, and I'm like, I ain't got time for this shit. So I flipped into settings and immediately reset my password. I'm like, you know, I feel bad because I did kind of bitch out. I said, but at the same time, I'm like, I hope you guys can understand because I like you guys. Y'all are fun.
Hey, I'm just shocked that your dumbass actually let us do this on your wedding day. You still owe us 14 hours, and we're going to take that soon.
Yeah,
but
well.
Everything's okay. I mean, damage control was done. There's no permanent damage.
As far as I know, it's not like they liked me anyway. So
good. They probably fucking hate me now, so that's okay, since I did a majority of those posts. Like, I'm sitting at work.
You.
We were so slow that morning that I had people at work helping me come up with things to post. And, I mean, it was great, because I'm like, oh, I need help posting something on Facebook. Like,
you could thank Dan Phelps for the gay models, by the way. It was his idea. Like, you should just go ahead and start liking gay model pages. I'm like, that's a great idea.
So let me ask you a press release. Dan Phelps, when you listen to this, go fuck yourself. Like, literally, this is how bad it was. Like, I'll scroll through Facebook, and one of them, I don't even remember the motherfucker's name, but the black guy. All I know is it popped up, and it's like, this is a picture for my fans. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I looked at it and it was like, you are following this. And I clicked on it just to see what it was.
Oh, God, I forgot.
And I read the about, and I'm like, you motherfucker.
What was it? Because I didn't but, click on that one.
But the worst one, still, and I didn't know this was a thing, so y'all taught me something, was NAMBLA. I shit you not, okay?
I didn't know it was a thing either. Adrian found it.
This is another one of those holy shit moments, because I'm sitting in a Dallas airport after we touched back down in the States. and I'm sitting at the terminal with Liz, and I looked at her, and I'm scrolling through my Facebook, and you open the search bar, and that's the first thing that pops up. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I click on it, and I legitimately read the entire about section. And without putting, like, I knew you guys had done it. I turned and I looked at Liz with a straight face, and I went, you know, while you gotta admire the balls on these people for making me like this shit, I'm more disturbed at the fact that this is a thing. Why is this a thing?
I thought that made you help me writing.
And I have to give you guys props, and I appreciate the fact that you did not fuck with my writing. Are you gonna make it there, Sunshine?
No.
Away.
Because like I could just see you scrolling through there. What the fuck?
This is exactly what I did too. Like I went to open this. I wasn't even scrolling. I saw it on the search bar.
I'd just be like, you scrolling through, I'm like, well, there's a huge cock on my newsfeed.
I haven't had that happen yet, but I was waiting for it. Like, I realized that I still forgot to change one of like the school thing or something.
You were still sucking dick at gay university.
Yeah, something of that nature. And I mean, we were sitting at the restaurant, me and like three of my groomsmen. And they were we were all rolling. We're like, you gotta admit, this shit's pretty fucking funny. Like, I understand I'm the ass end of this joke, but it's fucking funny.
Did it make you laugh?
Oh yeah, we got a chuckle at it.
Did it make your wife laugh?
I'm pretty sure she giggled at some of it.
That's all that's important.
Yeah, that's what I told Liz. I was like, you know, I understand it was probably stupid of me to go, fuck it, we'll do it on the wedding day, I don't care. But
I'm like, okay, we're going to do it on this day. And he's like, no, we're going to do it the wedding day. I'm thinking of the back of my head, he's not dumb enough to give it to us on his wedding. Okay, oh my god, he's the dumbest fucker I've ever met.
No, I just didn't care. Like, that's my thing, I don't give a fuck.
And then Jake posted on one of them, you guys know you can go to sleep, right? I'm, nah.
Yeah, I saw like, that. Nope. Like, he didn't even acknowledge that it was an actual thing. He was just like, y'all know you can go to sleep, right?
B-Mex, the R-Bomb has found the holy grail of gayness.
Guy Fieri, level up.
Yep. Oh, my God. Anyway, so congratulations. You know, that was, you know, and we're totally not making it through the show. This, like, no, 15 minutes of giving you shit, like, killed the show.
We're gonna make this up next week, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway... First off, congratulations. Second off, did you stick it in her butt?
Once or twice.
Good. Good job. So, anyway, we're still at 14 hours. So, but I'll figure out a way to hide it from your in-laws. How about that?
I will figure that out, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Anywho.
We're going to give Glitterfist the password, too.
Oh, we almost gave Glitterfist the password.
I would have been that terrifies me.
Yes.
I won't lie. That would have actually breached the contract that we made. I had made the agreement for you guys.
Oh, we just wouldn't have told you who it was.
Uh-huh.
We totally would have done it and just been like, nope, not telling you. God, my stomach hurts from laughing so hard now.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I'm glad. I never thought I'd say these words, but I'm glad to be back in Missouri.
Well, that's good.
Really? It was 80 degrees a week ago, and it's like 30 degrees out now.
Yeah, I know. The only thing I'm pissed about is our flight got delayed, so our canceled, technically. So we didn't even get to fly home until Sunday morning. I was so goddamn aggravated because the pay-per-view, the Hell in a Cell.
El Dookie wants to know if she gave you a rusty trumpet.
No.
Okay, good.
Give her the old Triple H.
I saw that the other day. Oh my god, I want to try that so bad. We realized on a scientific level that's almost impossible, though.
Okay, good. Anyway, you were saying stuck in Dallas.
We were stuck in Dallas for like 8 fucking hours.
Good god.
And when we finally landed, I get on, like, the first thing I did was I loaded up my phone. Everything's coming through, like text messages and different shit. I get on Facebook, and Paul had posted on the website that Bray Wyatt was seen in the Dallas airport, and I immediately went, you fucking douche. And then just, like, threw my phone down because I was so pissed that I was in an airport where Bray Wyatt was at, and I missed it because Mexican cartels had to hijack an airplane and fuck us in the ass by a day.
What?
Wow.
That's not really what happened.
I was going to say, is that really what happened?
No, they actually what actually happened was apparently the plane was broken.
The plane was broken.
Yeah, and they just they thought, ah, fuck it. We're going to leave y'all sitting in the Cozumel Airport. The Cozumel Airport is literally a hallway with like three stores and just nothing but fucking runways. Like there ain't shit
to do.
And we sat there for 4.5 hours. Yikes. And in that 4.5 hours, they came. I don't know how often you guys fly.
Never.
Yeah, I've flown a few times.
Well, they're like, going down there, it was nothing. It was boom, 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 in and out. We were done.
Yeah.
Coming back, though, we're sitting there. You know, we're sitting at the Cozumel Airport. And flight's supposed to board at 11, leave at 11:30 or 11:45 or something.
Right.
11:10 rolled around, and he goes,
you should totally pause this timer because this isn't even fair.
Yeah.
All right, I'll pause it for a little bit.
All right. You got a few more minutes for your story.
He goes, do-do-do-do, we apologize for the wait, but there will be a 20-minute delay on the airplane for technical issues. We're like, oh, fuck. That's not something you want to hear before you fly over the goddamn Caribbean Sea.
Did you jump on, like, wansairplanes.com,
No, like, I'm sitting there like, cool, technical problems. I'm going to die. So he says, he's like, there's a 20-minute delay.
20 minutes, not bad.
An hour and 45 minutes later, I'm not even making that goddamn hour. Like that amount of time passed. And they finally come back over the little intercom. They're like, doo-doo-doo-doo. We apologize for the inconvenience. However, there will be another 30-minute delay on the airplane for maintenance. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, fuck y'all, we're done. You fly me in a new plane because I ain't getting on that son of a bitch. Then we sat there for another hour and a half. So this is a combined total of like 4.5 hours.
So apparently they don't know the American version of minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking not.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, I'm thinking not. So my brain didn't process I was in Mexico when they finally came across the intercom again and they went, we apologize for any inconvenience. However, your flight has been canceled. I stood up and I went, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh,
and
shit.
And they all kind of turned and looked at me. I was like, I paid to sit in a goddamn airport, and I could have been drinking fucking mojitos in a pool for the last 4 fucking hours.
Uh-oh. Kyle almost went to Mexican prison.
Yeah, it was not. Like, everyone else kind of agreed, but they didn't say anything. Like, I didn't yell it, like, obnoxiously loud, but the people that were, like, three rows behind me were like,
yo, hey. Holmes, I agree with the white guy, but I'm not going to say anything, man.
I agree with the grande essay.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much what it was. Like, the guy behind me was like, ole. Like,
what? Now, oh, shit. Now, was his girlfriend under, I mean, ole.
Ole. No, but it was retarded. And then they bundled us all into shuttles. Like, so American Airlines had to pay to put us all in hotels.
Okay.
So they're shuttling us all in. And as we get to the hotel that they want us to stay at.
Roach Motel, Maine?
No, it was actually nice. The view was nice. The food sucked. The service sucked. Everything about this place sucked balls, except for it had a life-size chessboard that I now want in my yard.
Oh, okay, good.
It was fucking awesome. There's a picture of it that Liz has, and I'll show you guys. It's fucking cool. But we go into this place, right? And I look around in the van that I'm in and immediately go, all right, there's 8 of us. I said, well, what does that matter? I'm like, if there's 8 of us, that's less of a chance they're going to kill us all at one time. and so we're driving, and we have no idea where the hell we are. We finally come to this place. It's called Hotel Cozumel. And he pulls in, and I look up, and I'm like, well, I heard two things I'm happy about. And he says, what's that? I'm like, one, we made it here with both of our legs intact. I said, and two, this doesn't look like it's in the ghetto, so that's a positive.
Yeah.
And I was like, unless not dead. I mean, that's always a given, right?
Right, right. Not being dead is good.
Not being dead is good. I was like, I figured out we were safe when they stuck us in a, you know, in a taxi with like 8 other people. But it feels good to get out of the taxi, realize you're not going to die. And it's just, it's better that way. But they put us in this room and they put us on the 8th floor.
Okay.
I think the 8th floor, 7th or 8th floor. And I'm terrified of heights.
Oh, God.
So
okay.
when you go out the elevator, straight ahead is the ocean. Like, you're 7 stories up and there's nothing but ocean.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, I mean, the view was fucking amazing. It really was. However, walking from my room to the elevator, I looked like a fucking spider monkey on meth. Because I'm, like, fucking crawling along the wall, like, trying to latch onto anything that was holdable. So people were probably staring at me like I was Charlie Sheen at a good party.
What the fuck is wrong with this gringo, man?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Tiger's blood. It was bad.
And when we finally left, we left the next morning. We only stayed there for the one day. When we left the next morning, we end up in the airport again. And like everything up to this point was awesome. We go into the airport. And I'm talking to this guy, right, at the counter. And they're like, oh, well, you know, we have a flight to St. Louis from Dallas, but you won't make it. How the fuck do you know that? Well, you won't make it there in time. Okay. So our flight was scheduled. Originally, we were supposed to, like, the very first day before anything got canceled, we were supposed to fly out of Mexico at 11, board a flight to St. Louis at 7, be home by 9, like, be in St. Louis by 9, and drive home Sunday morning. When we left Cozumel on Sunday, we left at 11, but they wouldn't put us on an earlier flight to St. Louis, so we had to wait until 9:15.
Good God.
We landed in Dallas at 3 o'clock. We sat in the Dallas airport for 6.5 hours and finally boarded on the plane. I watched part of the pay-per-view in the terminal on my phone.
Nice.
For which only actually worked really well.
$9.99.
Yep, $9.99 will get you the WWE Network on all devices.
Yep.
But we finally get out of there. The worst part of that whole experience, they tell you over the intercom, they're like, because it's international travel, you are subject to random security searches.
Ruh-roh.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care. That shit don't bother me. There are 305 people.
Did you get a cavity search?
Roughly, ever take a pew on this plane. I did not. Liz, however, not even making it up, she is the one person of the 300 people on this plane that they pull aside and decide to randomly search.
Wow.
And I'm standing there, like, in my head, I'm like, are you serious?
But you weren't going to say a goddamn thing.
No, I the woman, I didn't say anything, but I also didn't move, which apparently is against their rules, because I'm standing there, and this little 3'7" fucking senorita looking twat in her little stewardess outfit that you probably could have punt kicked into the next fucking region was standing there staring at me, like upward at an angle, and just with the sternest voice she can muster, she goes, sir, you can wait outside.
Wait outside where?
I'm like, dude, what now? She goes, you can wait out behind the window. I walked out. Guy walks out behind me, and the old guy. I'm like, fucking wonderful. And he goes, what? I'm like, all the people, they're going to search. Somehow they picked the one person that looked like she might try to save a puppy from a plane wing and not blow it up. I don't get that.
Yeah.
You guys have seen pictures of her. Shit, Jason seen her. He's a
yes,
seen her. She literally looks like the most innocent person on the planet.
Yeah,
me. She looks pretty scandalous, actually. And
right.
I can't trust her.
I would have had them give her a full cavity search, but that's just me.
Well, see, she was like, she wanted, like, I don't think it terrified her, but it's kind of scary when they're like, take your shoes off, and you're like, whoa. I'm in Mexico. This shit is about to get real.
Like, my wife gets scared when I go in the bedroom. I'm like, take your shoes off. She's like, oh, God.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they made her take her shoes off. They opened up her fucking luggage. I'm like, why didn't you search me? Like, that would have made more sense.
You're the creepy looking fucker.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I look like I could smuggle a fucking bomb. I'm just, I mean, you know, if you look at my passport, I look like the Unabomber. So it would have made more sense. But no, they're just like, we're going to pick the little small one out. We're going to make fun of her, you know, because she's eye level with the rest of us.
All right. So as much as I like to hear about this, we're going to have to pick this up again next week. I've got a little bit longer left here to, let's finish this out. Okay. Shall we?
Oh yeah. Hold on real quick. After the show, I'm going to stick around because I have something that I need to talk to you boys about.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm scared.
Okay. It should be.
I mean, I guess I'll do your wife for you. I mean, that's okay.
I'll film it. Whatever.
All right. Cool.
I will put my finger in your ass quicker than you can shake a stick at. You will run away.
I'm okay with that.
I bet you are, you nasty fuck.
Kyle's used to sticking his fingers
in
dudes'
asses. Whatever, I'm not the one with
NAMBLA. I didn't pay the dues, goddammit. I didn't pay the dues.
No, but we signed you up for their mailing list because we had access to every fucking thing on your Facebook
page.
Did
you really?
Oh, we might have.
Enjoy that newsletter, son.
El Duque likes a finger in the ass.
At my fucking house.
Well, I'm just saying for the record, I have your email address.
Well, yeah, my email address isn't that hard to fucking find.
Well, I'm just saying. Anyway, let's start the timer again. And so anyway, you're 11 points behind this. Are you going to make a move?
I need to it's hard because I haven't really...
Ziggler, Ambrose, Show, Swagger, Page. Out of those, your lowest scoring people are...
Swagger.
Your top scorer is...
Ziggler?
Yes.
That's not really that hard to figure out.
No.
Yeah, no, that wasn't that difficult.
Followed by Ambrose.
Yeah.
And then Show and Swagger. Show's gotten you negative 11 points. Swagger's gotten you negative 2. And Paige has gotten you 9 points. Ziggler's gotten you 40. Ambrose has gotten you 19. What move are you going to make?
Show's got me negative 11?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. I want to keep Show because I think they're going to do something with him with the whole Henry thing.
Okay.
I don't know how well that's going to turn out. Does anyone have Henry?
No.
I'm gonna go this. I'm gonna go. Why don't we drop Swagger and pick up Henry?
Okay, Pet Commissioner, in the books, right?
I'll take it
in the books.
Okay, I'm just saying when you have two guys fighting, it never is good to have them on the same team.
Probably not.
Yeah, best case scenario
on that.
Instead of getting 5 points, you get like 2 points each match. So I'm just saying, or sometimes no points. Kind of sucks, but you're the dumbass that picked it. All right, moving on.
Yes.
You know, it's wonderful and. I love you and how you're so nice to me all the time.
You should totally check your voicemail I left, too.
You left me a voicemail?
Yeah, yes. I left you a voicemail.
My phone was charging over on the side. That's probably why I didn't see it.
Yeah, I called you. Anyway.
Oh, God, I got to do this.
Yeah, you do have to do this. It's time for This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters.
Schooling time.
All right, birthdays this week. We have Chris Sammy was born October 28th in Conway, California.
What year?
That is 1980.
Christy Hemme?
1980.
Wow, I didn't realize she was older than me. Okay.
October 29th, 1949, Paul Orndorff is born.
Mr. Wonderful.
He looks so much older.
October 30th, 1973, Edge, Adam Copeland is born in Toronto, Ontario.
The regular superstar.
November 1st, 1944, Bobby Heenan, born in Chicago, Illinois.
Huh, really? I didn't know he was a Chicagoan.
November 2nd, 2007, the fabulous Moolah passed away at age 84.
No shit. Wow.
Yeah.
2007?
Yeah.
It's been 7 years since Moolah died?
Yeah.
I know.
Wow. It's been like 12 since Eddie died.
B-Megs, I would not pull out of Christy. I don't think I would either. Go ahead.
October 29th, 1979, Harley Race loses the NWA Heavyweight title in Japan to Giant Baba. The ECW held the November to Remember pay-per-view in New Orleans, Louisiana in November 1st, 98. The show's main event featured the Triple Threat versus Taz, RVD, and Sabu.
That was a good match.
Taboo Tuesday was held in San Diego, California, November 1st, 2005. John Cena defeated Kurt Angle and Shawn Michaels in main event.
Was it the first one?
It was not the first one, no.
The first one was in 2004, I think.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Ooh, well, Duke getting a little graphic here.
Yeah, I know.
He would eat her ass, ass to mouth her, and then bukkake her. Wow.
Wow.
Apparently someone's got a thing for her.
PW Pop After Dark.
Yeah, go ahead, Adrian.
Lex Luger defeats Ron Simmons at Halloween Havoc 91. Actually, there's a lot of Halloween Havocs this week.
I wonder why.
89, the first Halloween Havoc. Ric Flair and Sting defeat the Great Muta and Terry Funk in the Thunderdome cage match with Bruno Sammartino as your special guest referee.
God, the Thunderdome cage match.
Man, wow. I missed those.
1990, the main event is Sting defeats Sid Vicious on October 27th. We also have the Giant in his first WCW televised match defeats Hulk Hogan for the WCW Championship. Halloween Havoc 95.
Good God.
The final Halloween Havoc in Las Vegas, Nevada, Booker T defeats Scott Steiner to retain the WCW Championship.
Good God.
And that pretty much wraps up This Week in Wrestling History.
That was This Week in Wrestling History with the host of the Wrestling Dream Masters.
Class dismissed.
All right. We're going to move on, and we'll, you know what, we'll let the unofficial fourth hour bomber, help us out with this one.
Okay.
Let's look at our WrestleMania 31 card, shall we?
All right.
All right.
B-Man wants to know the ECW card. What was that? Heatwave 97. No, that was,
November to Remember.
November to Remember 98?
Yes, 98.
Yeah. All right, so our WrestleMania 31 card. Not looking so great. I'm just saying, guys.
What do we got?
Oh, not good. So our main event, I think is what we booked for our main event, was Daniel Bryan against Cesaro for the WWE title.
Yeah, no.
Looking too good.
No.
Yeah, it's not happening now.
We had The Rock versus Brock.
That may still happen.
That's a good possibility, actually.
John Cena against Roman Reigns.
I don't see it happening now.
Women's title, Paige versus AJ versus Emma.
Nah.
Maybe the first two, but
yeah, at the rate they're going, they'll still be going in WrestleMania.
This one looks good. But maybe sooner than what we planned. We had Randy Orton against Seth Rollins.
Ooh. Oh,
we yeah. did book that. I forgot.
We did go with that. That's going to happen sooner than we thought. But we called something back on in April. We actually called a match. The Andre Battle Royal, if they have one again. Dean Ambrose wins this one. Bray Wyatt against Sting.
That may happen.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We didn't book Taker, just saying. Adam Rose and Dolph Ziggler versus Usos versus The Ascension for the tag titles.
Why Adam Rose?
Well, because Adam Rose had just showed up and it was a thing.
Usos maybe, but I mean,
say that one more time.
Adam Rose and Dolph Ziggler,
okay,
versus the Usos versus the Ascension for the tag titles.
I think we only have one of those teams wrong for that match.
Adam Rose and Ziggler.
Yeah, I think if we replace those with the Dust Brothers, that might actually be a match.
It could be.
Yeah.
We got Harper and Rowan against Sami Zayn and Cesaro, and the team of Zayn and Cesaro have Paul Heyman in their corner.
How do you have Cesaro double booked?
I don't know. It was late when we did that one.
I don't know what the fuck we were thinking.
It was late when we booked this thing. And then Batista versus Sheamus. So,
yeah, our card is not looking all that hot.
No.
All right, so I'm going to fix that first one, that tag team match. Could still happen.
Okay, so we're going to change that. Do we want to leave Sting versus Bray Wyatt?
I don't think Sting would face Bray. Question, I'm just throwing this out there. Are you guys aiming to try to get as close to the actual Mania 31 card?
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, if Sting's going to have a match at Mania, that's pretty much guaranteed. I don't think it's against anyone other than Taker or John Cena.
I could see Sting wanting to work with Bray Wyatt, though.
He said he wants to.
To do something, But the question is, will WWE allow it?
Why not?
Because it doesn't draw like the Sting versus Cena match would.
I think it would.
I would rather see Sting versus Wyatt than Sting versus Cena.
There are four of us, and we're currently doing a podcast, not sitting in Stanford, Connecticut, in headquarters talking about this shit.
Hey, I just want to say that we've talked about things on this show, and then the next night it's happened. I think Vince listens to us. He just doesn't let us know.
Exactly.
I think he's B-Megs. I think that's the problem.
He's what?
I think he's B-Megs.
Either that B-Megs or he's always B-Megs one of those anonymous users.
Or he's Montana Man.
One of the two. I would like to see a Sting Bray Wyatt thing strictly because I think they would gel with each other very well.
Okay, that match Sting on the card. Rock versus Brock. Do we want to change that or leave it?
I think that's your best bet between those two, to be honest. Well,
I don't think so. I think we need to change that because I think it's going to be Brock Lesnar still as champion fighting Roman Reigns.
I don't know that he faces Roman Reigns, though.
I do. There's no one.
Let me rephrase that. I think Brock Lesnar versus, if Daniel Bryan is healthy enough to compete in the Royal Rumble, I think it's Daniel Bryan. But otherwise, it's Roman Reigns.
Okay. Okay. I got Brock versus Reigns or Daniel Bryan. Close enough. Okay. Daniel Bryan against Cesaro for the title. Probably not happening.
We can scratch that.
Cena against Roman Reigns. Could still happen.
I want to change that.
What do you want to change it to? Cena against who?
I want to change it to Cena versus Rusev.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we've been talking about this one for a while now.
You think that's what the direction they're going to make Rusev that unstoppable that only the American Superman can stop him?
Yes.
Yeah,
pretty well much.
And that's if The Rock doesn't want to do it.
You think The Rock would?
Scheduling wise, I think if The Rock can make it happen, he will. But I don't think so.
Here's my thing with that. Like, do you think The Rock would want to, quote unquote, lower himself to a level like that?
If booked right, it won't be lowering himself to a level. It'll be a good match. If they book it right.
And the Rock really will do whatever. I mean, he came back and worked a low card feud with Mick Foley versus Evolution.
That was fucking 8 years ago, though.
You could argue but his star power hasn't changed much in the last 8 years either. So
he came back and went off on Rusev on a Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I mean I don't know.
That was extremely spur of the moment too.
That's exactly it. Like, he was there and it was like, hey, let's do this.
But I feel the safer bet is to go with John Cena versus Rusev.
Okay.
Probably.
Paige versus Emma versus AJ.
I can take Emma out of that match, but I think you can keep the other two. And then maybe Brie, maybe? I don't know.
Brie or Nikki.
Duke.
What if we make it Charlotte versus Paige versus AJ?
Ooh. I'll take that one.
Let's book it.
Thanks for hanging out with us, old Duke. He's got kids to pick up.
All right. Have a good night, El Duque.
Well, no, it's daytime over there.
Daytime.
Or have a good daytime.
Yeah, have a good daytime.
There you go.
Orton against Rollins. I'm not convinced that this couldn't still happen there.
I think it happens like way, way sooner. So they probably wouldn't have a match at Mania, I wouldn't think.
Okay, so what do we want? We need something Orton to do.
What if Rollins cashes in at Mania?
They're still going to have him on the card do something else.
What if we book Rollins to win the Battle Royal?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
And then I have another idea. What if we have Dean Ambrose versus Triple H?
I could see that one happening too. Okay.
How many matches do we have right now?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. We had 10.
You that's stretching it. Had?
We had 10 when we first booked this thing.
Yeah.
Seven's pushing it, I would think.
For there's 4 hours, man. There's usually about 10 matches on a card.
Well, last year there was only like 7 or 8, counting the pre-show.
Well, we don't have Orton anywhere, so we got to book Orton.
Yeah.
By that point, he's probably going to be a face.
B-Mags, what have you guys heard about Daniel Bryan not wrestling? Get any truth to that or those credible reports? I have not read a credible source.
So, I haven't heard it. With the surgery, we just don't know when he's going to be back. So, I mean, that's kind of the...
Yeah.
If he can come back at all, be the question.
We'll see. So we got 7 matches. We need something for Orton to do. Orton, Sheamus, Batista.
You know they're going to be involved in some way, shape, or form. Especially if Sheamus holds on to the U.S. title.
Orton versus Kane.
I could see that.
Why not?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
This is going to seem like a step down for Orton. Actually, I'm not going to book that.
Okay.
Let's book Orton versus...
Fucking hate you, Kyle.
How is this my fault?
Because we let you go on a rant about how you hated Mexicans.
My bad.
That's right. You can buy your own Ku Klux Kyle hoodie.
I thought about it. If I had money, I would.
Oh, God. Anyway, what are we doing to Orton?
You guys got any other ideas? I don't
know. Ooh, B-Megs. Kane Undertaker retirement match. I could do that.
I could see it.
That's a possibility. I kind of want to book Dolph Ziggler versus Bad News Barrett for the Intercontinental title.
Oh, God. Yeah, we forgot about Barrett.
Will he be back by then?
Should be.
He's supposed to be back any time now.
That, however, is putting us that the Intercontinental title will finally be defended for the first time in like 13 years at a WrestleMania.
Really? If it doesn't get put on the pre-show.
Right. All right, that gives us 9 matches. I think we still don't have anything for Orton.
What if we do Orton versus...
Sheamus?
You know what? Let me... Orton is in the Battle Royal and gets the last person eliminated by Dean Ambrose.
Okay. What about Sheamus?
Sheamus will be in the Battle Royal.
Okay, good enough. All right.
Yeah.
So we've got the Dust Brothers versus the Usos versus the Ascension. Bray Wyatt versus Sting. Brock versus Roman Reigns or Daniel Bryan, depending on who's healthy. Cena against Rusev. Paige versus AJ versus Charlotte. Battle Royal winner will be Seth Rollins. Ambrose against Triple H. Ziggler versus Barrett for the title. Kane versus Taker and Orton versus Sheamus.
What,
no.
Wait, I solved an Orton plan. What if we do Orton versus The Rock?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Actually, let me. Yeah, let's do Orton versus The Rock. Why not?
Okay. I wonder how that would get to that.
Oh Lord, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
The Rock's gonna be doing a thing, and Orton just comes up. Hey, you know, it's good to see you. I haven't seen it. And boom, out of nowhere. That's how it's done.
And boom, we have a match at Mania.
And boom goes the Dynamite.
I wanted to say Rock versus Batista, but...
The battle of the movie stars, huh?
Well, even so, you could even book it as Marvel versus DC, because The Rock is going to beat Shazam, and then...
Oh, yeah.
Batista's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
I could see WWE going that route.
Anyway, so what are we got coming up on the network?
Shows.
Good enough. Check out the website. Paul Jordan writes our shit. Classics Angels is the main reason I go to our website. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can send us an email at thearbomb@gmail.com. For those of you that were on the show earlier and I gave out to you Kyle's phone number, please call him. Write that on everyone's on every men's restroom you go to. Nothing?
No. Wow. You're a dick.
No, we didn't forget Lesnar. We got Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan or Reigns, whoever's healthy. So I forgot what I was going to say now. Not a big deal. We're going to call it a night, though, because I'm tired. And, yeah, we had technical difficulties, needless to say.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
In the morning.
Yeah, we got to be at work at 9, so we want to call it quits. So, I got nothing else. Heath, you got anything else?
No, I'm pretty good.
Kyle, you got anything else?
I'm golden.
Adrian, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, good.
I gotta go find my smile.
No, we're not. We're not yet. I just want to make sure there wasn't anything else before we did our sign-offs.
Okay.
So anyway, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbard. Adios, motherfuckers. It's time for me to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
The other way around. Damn it!
God damn it!
The big bad booty daddy.
The big Adrian Masters is leaving to find his smile.
The jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And the dumb son of a bitch who got married.
Olé.
Don't forget, enjoy your NAMBLA newsletter. And
I'll kill you, I swear to God.
And do you want to plug your show real quick?
I probably should, since you fuckers literally got nothing. Like, what's on the network? Shows.
It's late. So, quick, what show do you do?
Wrestling Niche.
Who do you do it with?
6 o'clock. No, Thursdays, 6 o'clock.
Who do you do it with?
My wife.
Good answer.
Who do you do the show with,
Asquam? You're married to Jake?
Yeah, you sick fuck. You were going to be.
No, that was, weird. I don't know.
Oh, you were going to be. We talked it over with Jake, and he was going to agree to, like, change his profile to say, yes, I married Kyle Robinson.
Yeah, right. That's why we need to know what time you're going to get married. That way we can announce on Facebook that you were married to Jake.
That would have been fucking epic. I love it.
Well, your mother-in-law's a bitch, so that's why we couldn't do it.
That's not a lie.
Anyway, so
Wrestling Niche.
Who's on your show with you?
It is me, Jake Mullen, and our new co-host, Scott McAvoy.
You have a new co-host?
Yeah.
Isn't he the guy that used to trail back in time on Quantum Leap?
Scott McAvoy?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, but he edited my Bakula story and made me feel like a bitch. So.
I was thinking of Tin Cup.
No, I'm sorry, wait. No, he's Scott. That's Scott Bakula. Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Scott Bakula.
I was thinking of Roy McAvoy from, Tin Cup.
Or the golfer?
Yeah. Rory McIlroy?
Yeah, that guy. That fucking douchey-looking fuck.
Oh, all whatever. Right, we're done. Anyway, yes, we will try to do... Where the hell's my song at? Fuck, I lost it. Oh, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been...
Hour bombed.
Toodles.
You know, The Rock's gonna tell you a little story. You ain't gonna believe it, but he's gonna tell you anyway. It's tough to be The Rock. No, shut your mouth. No. It really is. Even though The Rock is the most electrifying man in all of showbiz. You see, when The Rock gets too much of the fame and all the bright lights, he likes to kick back and have a slice of that unadulterated delight.
Welcome to Rick's Bakery. Can I help? Wait a minute. Aren't you the famous Rock?
Yeah, The Rock, the people's champ in the house. What's happening, Slick?
Hey, how you doing, guy? Listen, you got to take a picture before you leave, guy.
Whoa, The Rock don't want to take pictures. The Rock just wants a piece of pie. You got any of that in this bakery?
I got every kind of pie you can think of. I got strawberry pie, blueberry pie, apple
blueberry
pie.
Blueberry? What? No. Whoa. Actually, Slick, it doesn't matter what type of pie you have. Let The Rock tell you a little story about pie. Driving down south, though quickly aroused, when my car caught a flat near this old farmhouse. I hope somebody's home, taking a chance at it. Knocked on the door, and this fine chick answered.
You're The Rock!
Can I use your phone?
I'm shaking. Sure, if you try some of this pie I'm baking.
Daisy Duke shorts on 5 foot stood, said sure. What the heck, I mean it did smell good.
So when she called Rock in the kitchen towards the vapor,
there's a grandmother, aunt, and a Chinese neighbor. Well, The Rock is going to tell you again. See, it's tough to be The Rock.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, The Rock knows. That might sound crass.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and by the way, all you jabronis in the locker room, you can all come kiss The Rock's ass. Because you know, after The Rock lays a smackdown on some big, fat, ugly hermaphrodite, The Rock needs a little distraction. And a slice sounds just right.
The Rock said,
thanks, ladies.
And more kind words. Grandmother said,
be polite, eat mine first. So I sat down, tried her. She looked quite glad. Had a strange taste of mold, but it wasn't so bad.
That's right.
The Rock, having pie in the country. Devoured her's her aunt, and Stella was hungry.
That's all Rock said.
Bored and reading the papers. Till finally, a plate of the next door neighbors. Gulped it down fast, cause it really did please.
I mean, it tasted so good. Rock was talking Chinese.
Ching bong, bing gong, wing gong. That good pie.
That's the pie you was talking about.
Oh yeah, The Rock knows the millions can smell it now. It's tough to be The Rock.
Oh, yes.
No, 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 it really is.
Oh, yes.
Because you all know The Rock is the most electrifying man in all of showbiz.
Oh, yes.
You see, when The Rock gets too much, too much of the fame and all the bright lights, he loves to kick back and have a slice. No, 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 no.